And good morning and welcome to the Saturday Sports Show. Yes, with the end of the local girls basketball postseason here this week, we transition to exclusively pretty much boys basketball, and we've got plenty of those results. First of all, in a game broadcast right here on 97.9 XFM, we saw the St. Anthony Bulldogs take on Arcola, as for 371 days, a bad taste lingered in the mouth of the St. Anthony High School boys basketball program. Consider last night's game the ultimate palate cleanser, as St. Anthony limited Arcola to just 11 points in the second half of Friday's Class 1A Central A&M Regional Championship game, securing the title game by a 43-31 final and avenging a disappointing loss to the Purple Riders at the same stage of postseason play a season ago. The top-seeded Bulldogs, now at 29-4, didn't pull away from number 4 Arcola, who were 24-8, until the third quarter, turning a 20-20 halftime deadlock into as much as an 11-point advantage and settling for a 36-28 lead heading into the final period, during which the Purple Riders managed nothing but a Tanner Thomas three-pointer in a 1-for-9 shooting stretch. The Bulldogs managed just 7 points themselves during that final stanza, all from the free throw line, but that was enough to get the job done. Brock Fearday was St. Anthony's leading scorer, dropping 15, mostly on an array of hotly contested jumpers that few of his contemporaries could knock down once, let alone several times. Still, it was Will Fearday's eight third quarter points, including a couple of threes, that propelled the Northsiders to a double-digit lead for the first time. Will Fearday also spent most of the night guarding Thomas, who scored every single Arcola point after halftime, yet still fell 10 points shy of his season average with 14 on the night. St. Anthony advances to the Red Hill Sectional. Well, it will face Weber Township, 7 p.m. Wednesday semifinal. The boys from Blueford knocked off Christ Our Rock Lutheran 80-60 to win their own regional on the heels of an undefeated run through the Midland Trail Conference. So great matchup there. If the Bulldogs could come out on top in that semifinal, it would match the state champion 2016-2017 team for most victories in a season at 30. As for the other side of the Red Hill sectional bracket, it'll feature another number one seed from the NTC, as Dederich will take the number three Tuscola in a Tuesday semifinal, leaving open the possibility of a third round of St. Anthony Dederich in the title game. Wowzers. St. Anthony coach Cody Rinker celebrates an eighth regional title in his 12th year at the helm. The program was in the midst of a five-year sectional drought when he took the job and hasn't missed that level of play in back-to-back seasons since. So, again, congratulations to the Bulldogs advancing there, and thanks to Dustin White for a nice story, which is now up on our website. Also, big game in Fairfield as Teutopolis escaped with a one-point victory over the home team Fairfield Mules, Teutopolis winning 50-49. As Fairfield got out to an early lead, leading 13-8 after one quarter, then Teutopolis poured it on, getting 17 points in the second quarter to Fairfield's 7. Then Fairfield came on strong in the third with 18 points to T-Town's 12, but T-Town hung on and got 13 in the fourth quarter to Fairfield's 11, again for the victory, 50-49. A couple of notes for the Shoes. Drew Haney was your leading scorer with 11 points. Alex Kramer had 9 on 5 of 9 free throw shooting, which is pretty good. For Fairfield, wow, 18 points for Dag, and he also was 5 for 6 from the free throw line. So let's get you a full rundown of local scores out there quickly. And again, that saw the Class 1A Crispin Regional Championship of Tuscola defeating KZ Westfield. Solid win there, 57-54, and a close one. At the Blueford game, it was Weber over Christ Our Rock Lutheran, 78-58. Christ Our Rock Lutheran was last year's area representative in the Super Sectional, so they're out. Class 1A Christopher Regional saw Oakville over Christopher, 43-35. And Meridian, I think that's the team to watch out for down at Crab Orchard. They defeated Hardin County 77-57. And now moving on to that Fairfield Regional Championship. Of course, T-Town versus Fairfield had 50-49 win. But other games of interest at Paris saw Lawrenceville defeat Paris 57-41. The team from local ties, Pleasant Plains, over Warsaw Hamilton 48-41. And in a super power matchup at the Chester Regional, number one and number two in the state played each other at the regional level. And Belleville-Altoff, the number two team, came away the winner over Pinckneyville 74-56. So huge game right there. And just scores related to local other teams here at the Effingham Regional Championship in 3A. Centralia defeated Heron 61-43. It was Mount Vernon over Marion 65-49 at the Carbondale Regional. And one other note from a team we saw at the Thanksgiving St. Anthony Tournament, Edwardsville over Alton 41-30, I believe. I believe Alton won that one for a regional level there at Alton. Okay, that leaves us with the schedule for the upcoming week. So to let you know, on Tuesday on 97.9 XFM, we'll have that Diedrich versus Tuscola game around 7 p.m. And jumping ahead to Wednesday, believe it or not, is when St. Anthony plays Blueford, or that's Weber Township. That'll be at 7 p.m. also on 97.9. Don't forget about the Shoes, though. They'll be playing Monticello at the Tolono Unity sectional at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. You can hear that game on KJ Country 102.3. We've got other scores. We'll be getting other scores over the weekend. One final note is time's about up. NASCAR Xfinity Racing at Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. The Focused Health 250 today with coverage beginning at 1 p.m. on KJ Country 102.3 and Big Illini game against Michigan at 2:45 on Sunday. That's been a check of sports. I'm Brian Dust.